email todayradio@rte.ie.
Now, the economic uncertainty surrounding the COVID-19 crisis has led to growing concerns as to its impact on private pensions. Does it spell disaster for them? Or, if you have money invested, you may also be asking what it ultimately means for your pocket. Well, some advice on the matter. I'm joined now by financial planner and presenter of RTE's How to Be Good with Money, Eoin McGee. And Eoin, good morning, and thank you very much for joining us this morning. And if you have questions for Eoin, you can text us 51551. Has the crisis, Eoin, had a big impact on pensions and investments thus far?
It has, yeah. So if you were in your kind of standard, most people, two-thirds of people who don't really think about it end up in a portfolio with about 60% in shares and 40% in bonds, and that's the kind of standard to be a good mixture. And those people would have seen a 22% drop. So if you had 100 euros invested, it was down to around 78 euros. But you know what, Sarah? If they left it alone, they'd be back where they were on the 28th of February today. So okay. It went right down, it came back up. It still hasn't recovered the full 22%, but the end of February to today, we're more or less in the same place. So the big problem I have with it, though, is when these things happen, and they happen, COVID obviously doesn't happen all the time, but these temporary declines, as I like to call them, some people call them stock market crashes. I call them temporary declines because they're a decline and they're temporary. When they happen, it's our reaction to them that causes most of the damage. It's not actually the stock market's falling apart that causes them, it's our reaction. And what a lot of people did, and I really thought that my industry as a whole had got better at it, but we haven't. The advice isn't getting any better because a lot of people switched out when they got hit and they moved to cash. And they have missed that rebound now. And they're now sitting on the sidelines waiting to get back in. Zurich did one of the big pension providers and investment providers, gave me some figures yesterday. And they said usually they'd have about 300 switches a week. So people ringing in for whatever reason, say, I need to move it to cash. Maybe they've got their own reasons. It peaked at 2,000 a week during this fall. So it was a massive jump. Now, they have got back down to only 300 a week, but most of those switches, they estimate that over 90% of those 2,000 a week that were coming in were moving from medium high-risk funds down to cash. And people have just doubled down. They're saying, A, they're getting out, worried that it's going to go down further, but then they don't actually know when they're going to get back in. And the big problem is no bell rings at the bottom. Interestingly, I think Leo fixed it. Because the bottom of the market was the 16th of March. Leo stood up on the 17th of March and told us all to go into isolation, the global economy. That was the bottom. And it just started to recover after that. I don't really think Leo fixed the Sarah. but it was. It started to recover from that point.
Okay, so your message is very much don't panic. Don't start moving your funds all over the place. But what if you're close to retirement age or ready to retire and the next couple of months are likely to be as uncertain as the last couple of months and you see your pension funds drop again? What do you do then if you don't have the time to leave them there?
The reality is that the days of pension day or your retirement day being D-Day are gone. It used to be a thing that when you retired, you used all the money you'd accumulated in the 40 years of working and you bought what was called an income for life, an annuity. You bought an income that day and that was determined for the rest. Most people don't do that at all anymore. They take the money that they've accumulated up and they just put it into a different type of account that's still fully invested. It's still exposed to markets. When we build financial plans for private clients, we build them out to 100 years of age. If you're retiring at 65, you still have another 35 years to go with that money. So you're not as exposed. There still is some things to be taken into account, but you're not as exposed to the ups and downs. These ups and downs, on average, every 3 to 5 years, will have a temporary decline of, on average, minus 31%. So when you expect those things to happen at 65 years of age, you probably have another 6 or 7 of them to go, if not more. And the reality is, if we look at, and I don't want to bombard you with statistics, but if we look at the last 15 temporary declines back since the late 80s, 11 of those 15 will have recovered within 2 years fully. So in general, what we find is that these things happen, they recover, you invest the money, you forget about it, and don't react to them. If you have reacted, if you've already moved into cash and you're sitting there listening to this and going, oh God, I was one of those 2,000 people a week who contact my pension provider, just get back in, put the money back in, make sure it's invested properly, don't leave it in cash. We may not be at the bottom, we could get another round, we could go another round of COVID or a second wave of COVID, and it may impact your pensions again and your long-term investments, but you know what? the best time to invest is when you have the money. The best time to take it out is when you need it, and have a long time in between. And all of these things, right?
So get back in immediately, regardless. Yeah, of I would the be saying you might
to
be taking.
Go talk to your advisor. Get back in. If the thing was invested too high risk that you got so scared in the first place, well, then maybe you need to look at the way you get back into it. But get some good advice here. But don't sit on the sidelines. Okay. It's not the right place to be.
We have a specific question from Paul Kenny in Leakslip. He says, Sarah, regarding the pensions, is there any chance that funds have devalued? I hope so. I want to cash mine in, but I cannot because it's worth over €30,000.
Okay, so it sounds like what Paul is trying to get at there is there's a thing, there's a rule called trivial pensions, and when they have less than €20,000, I think it's the figure on them, he can cash it in. When it's over €20,000, he can get at some of it, but he can't get all of it. I'd say he's looking for a big drop so that he can get it down below the trivial pension rules, I guess is what Paul is looking for there. He probably may have, depending on how invested, he may have been there a couple of months ago. But unfortunately, Paul, things have recovered a bit since then. So you might have missed the boat. But hang on in there. See what happens, Paul. Every 3 to 5 years, this happens.
Good news for Paul. Good news for the rest of us. Okay. You say that most people with money who are money invested are invested in what you refer to as a no-brainer portfolio. So what's a no-brainer portfolio?
So we kind of touched it already. CFAs worldwide, Certified Financial Analysts Worldwide, are asked, if you don't have an advisor, what way should you invest? And they came back with a 60-40 portfolio, 60% in shares, 40% in bonds, and they are really, really well spread out. Now, when you're doing these things, you're typically invested in kind of 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 different companies. You're not just one or two companies. You're really well spread across the world, across different sectors and industries and everything else. And that's your no-brainer portfolio. And once you set that up right, you just invest and forget and you leave it alone. But the no-brainer portfolio is for the person who's not getting any advice and doesn't really know what to do with it. It's kind of the off the shelf one that you would pick. And if you walk into your bank or your investment house or your pension provider and say, I'm looking for something like a no-brainer 60-40, they would be able to bring you along the line to be able to tell you this is the type of thing you're looking for.
Any value in doing it yourself?
People who have a financial planner, now I would say this, right? I'm a financial planner, right? But people who have a financial planner have been shown to have 2.5 times the net worth of people who don't when they retire. Now, maybe they had a bit of...
You would say that.
I would say that. Of course I would.
It's true.
But the thing about it is, Sarah, the financial planner's biggest impact is to protect the people from themselves.
Okay.
And it is. You are the biggest risk to your pension or your investment going wrong.
Okay. Another texter says, I'm 62 years old. I will only have a small company pension. Is there any point in me getting a private pension now? And if so, how do I do it? I've been working for the same company for the last 12 years.
Sounds like what you need there is AVCs. It's never too early and it's never too late to start pensions. Like, absolutely.
AVCs, additional voluntary contributions.
On top, because she has a main scheme, so therefore they need to do additional contributions on top of the main scheme as well. And it's never too late. Like, get good advice, because even if you're just funding for your tax-free lump sum at retirement, that's worth it, because you put your money in, you get tax relief, and you could get all of it out tax-free again.
Is there a maximum in that?
Yeah, so it's a percentage of your earnings. Sorry, did they say they're in 60s? They can put
62, 40, yeah.
Yeah, 40% of their earnings is what they can put in to a maximum salary of 115,000. So if you're earning more than 115, it's still only 40% of the 115. They definitely have scope to put money into pension. They should be getting advice coming up to retirement.
All right.
Make a lot of sense.
Finally, important to say, there are no guarantees here.
There's no guarantees, but you know what? Invest, forget. There's never been a 7-year period or more where a 60-40 portfolio would have lost you money, ever. So these things go up and down. 80% of years would be positive. That there is 20% of years that would be negative. Forget about them. Keep going and put new money in if you can at all.
Okay, spend. No, invest.
Invest and forget.
Spend. All right, okay. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. That's Eoin McGee, presenter of RTE's How to Be Good with Money and also a financial planner. Well, it is just coming up to 12 o'clock now and we've time to take a quick look at the headlines this afternoon. The Northern Ireland First Minister, Arlene Foster, has called on the Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, to make amends for attending the funeral of IRA veteran Bobby Storey yesterday. And Dermot Jewell of the Consumers Association of Ireland has told this programme that many people who have booked and paid for holidays abroad may lose all of the money that they've paid in advance if they follow the advice of the Chief Medical Officer Tony Houlihan to cancel their travel. Well, that is all we have time for today. My thanks for listening. Today's programme was produced by Rachel Graham. Researcher was Kieran Dunn. Broadcast coordinator Geraldine Collins. And on sound, we had Ruth Kennington. It's over now to Ronan Collins.